Thank you for your question. In terms of the collateral damage from drone strikes, rarely, if ever, it's an issue of too much information for the drone operators. I mean, I've been personally involved with strikes, talked to RPA squadron commanders, pilots, and operators, and of course, in any strike, there is a gathering of as much intelligence and information as possible. There is a extremely rigorous vetting process that is gone through for any approval, for any strike, and that applies to both manned and unmanned strikes. So, of course, the goal is to minimize collateral damage. If there is collateral damage, in almost all cases, that is due to a lack of intelligence or a dearth. So it is not necessarily related to the pilot or to the sensor operator for that particular aircraft. The intent or the goal moving forward, when it comes to a preponderance of intelligence and information, is exactly that, to gather that greater amount of intelligence prior to that strike. If it's an urban or a squad operating in an urban environment, if it is a manned pilot, a piloted aircraft, an unmanned aircraft that is delivering a strike, the more information, the more intelligence, the more certainty that is achieved prior to that release is really where the limits for collateral damage occur. Thank you.